Hi, my name is Elal Achman, and I'm from the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel, Department of Condensed Matter Physics. I'm a third-year graduate student, and my thesis is titled Study of Nanomagnetism Using Scanning Squid Microscopy. Are you ready to hear about my thesis? Here we go. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could see the tiny electric sparks between two neurons firing, or the magnetic signal of a single molecule or even a single electron? Well, this is my thesis. Today, most of magnetic field detection, like in MRI machines for example, is made with squids, and my project is squid microscopy. SQUID stands for Superconducting Quantum Interference Device. These are a lot of big words, but what you care about is that we can measure really small magnetic fields with such a device. The microscopy part comes when you combine this detector with a scanning ability, a motor that can move your detector above a sample, like magnetic molecules, and scan an area. You scan with your SQUID on top of the sample, record a magnetic field at each position, and voila, you have the magnetic landscape of your sample. Squid microscopy has been around for some time now, but the problem is that most squids in use today are planar squids, which are made on chips, much like computer chips. These are limited in size to a few microns, and also in how close they can be brought to the sample. Try bringing two slabs close together. Some part of the slab is going to touch, while the rest won't. You can only hope that the closest part of the slab is where the squid is. In our lab, we have developed a cool new way of making squids on a tip of a very sharp needle, a squid on a tip. This has the advantage of being able to get very close to the magnetic sample, up to just a few nanometers. The squid on a tip is also super small. Depending on how sharp the needle is, its size can vary from 400 nanometers to as small as 40 nanometers, 100 times smaller than usual planar squids. The squid on tip's small size means better resolution, because you are able to create a pixel in your magnetic image from a smaller area in the sample. And it is much more sensitive. So using our nano squids on tip, we will look for the tiniest magnetic signals, and you can all sleep quietly, knowing that this is taken care of. I would like to thank my advisor, Professor Eli Zeldov, who has no idea I'm doing this, and Dr. Joe Koopens, who's a postdoc in our lab, and helped me with this. That's it.